When I came home last night, your men knew my name. Kuchin waved his hand carelessly. Standard security procedures, I'm afraid. You see, I am a very wealthy man. I live a very boring life, and I have no enemies of which I'm aware. But the company I head up, they insist on these precautions. He laughed. I'm Canadian, after all. A peaceful, hard-working people. He patted her arm. I can assure you that there will be no more intrusions into your privacy.
Really? Thought Reggie. Does that include spying on me while I'm swimming?
She hadn't the benefit of Shaw's night optics, but from the corner of her eye she had observed him watching her last night from over the wall, and Dominic had confirmed this through her earbud. Alerted by Shaw's information of the peeping guard, they had set up an observation post barely half a kilometer from where Shaw had been watching from the cliffs. However, Dominic and Shaw had been totally unaware of each other's presence.
Are you really sure about that? Asked Reggie.
Your security person seemed very persistent.
Kuchin was beaming as he rubbed her arm. I am quite sure. He works for me. And I can see that you are a delightful young woman whom I feel quite safe with.
I look forward to proving you wrong on that, Fitter, thought Reggie.
And I understand that you were with a man last night. Please, tell me he is only a casual acquaintance so that I have some hope of seeing you on occasion while I'm here.
I just met him recently.
Wonderful. So no husband or longtime beau then?
No.
She looked up at him in feigned perplexity. He seemed to interpret her look in just the way she desired. No, no. I am single, but I could have children your age, my dear. Just indulge an old man who desires the innocent company of a beautiful young woman and nothing more. She said playfully, You don't look that old. You just made my day far happier.
And you're sure nothing more?
You're playing with me, is that right?
Maybe a little.
Good. That is a good first step. Have you been to Provence before?
Once.
I have been here often. If you would permit, I would take it upon myself to show you some of the beautiful sights near here. The Palais de Papa, or Pope's Palace, in Avignon. The finest example of a Roman aqueduct in all of France. At Pont de Garde, the photo exhibition caves at Les Baux de Provence, the beauty of Roussillon, and the wine country to the north. In fact, I know a café in Gigondas where the pastries alone are worth the trip.
My goodness, you certainly don't waste any time, Mr. Waller.
And why live if one desires to waste time? For me, life is precious. I go, go, go because I know one day it will be over. And no matter how much money one has or fine houses or anything else, it will all be gone when you breathe your last. And please, it is Evan. You embarrass me by using my surname.
Well, Evan, let's start with the market and go from there. How does that sound?
Perfectly logical. He squeezed her arm in a way that indicated his insistence on nothing more was a lie. Off to market we go.
Reggie could now understand what the professor had meant by the charm of the man. If she didn't know of his past, she could find him intriguing, fascinating even.
But she did know of his past, and this allowed her a way around the charm. And from there, it was but a small step to ending the man's life.